T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Right now, Tom Silverstein of the Journal Sentinel joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Tom, how you doing?
Hey, good, Bill. Thanks.
Well, first and foremost, there's been a lot of talk about quarterbacks. I said tonight 4 things I don't want to see the Packers take: a quarterback, a long snapper, a punter, a kicker. I think that's about it on my list. Everything else they need to fortify this team. Would you agree?
Yeah, pretty much so. I mean, I think they should take a quarterback late. I wouldn't shy away from that. If there's a guy that they think is a project and can give either of those other two guys, Kaiser and Poyle, a run for his money, then yeah, I would consider it. You always want to be developing quarterbacks, even if it's on the practice squad, because you never know how one of these guys might turn out. So, but otherwise, you know, if they take a first-round quarterback, it just doesn't make sense to me after you've committed so much money to Rodgers, because you can't cut him for salary cap reasons. And so why would you waste 2-3 years of a rookie contract on a quarterback? You know, those are the best years when you can really load up your roster with him sitting on the bench. So it just doesn't make any sense to me.
I got to ask you, with everything that's gone on this offseason, new head coaching hire, obviously they bring in some new staff members, some old staff members, Pettine keeps his job. They've changed general manager. They changed everything. And Aaron Rodgers comes in, says he's studying more than he ever has. He's rejuvenated. What is going to be the telltale sign as to whether or not this team is quickly enough able to turn it around, or that this is going to be some type of a 2-3 year long term project?
Well, I think first you have to find out whether Rodgers can fit into the offense the way they hope. I think that's number one. Can he, you know, he's been running the same kind of system for, you know, almost since 2006 when McCarthy got here. So that's a big deal to all of a sudden change and go into a new system. LaFleur said yesterday he's letting them, you know, the quarterbacks use their previous footwork, but at some point they're going to have to change their footwork and do it his way. So that's a big change for Rodgers and for all the quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, you probably won't see them be that good early on. I think what we'll know for sure is if they start to get better towards the end of the year, that's typically when you have a sense that, okay, things are starting to kind of kick in, all of the offense and things like that. So I expect them to be really slow starters on offense, and then we'll see what happens towards the end of the year. That to me would be a big signal.
Do you get the sense that Rodgers is mentally rejuvenated and ready to buy in?
I don't know. You know, I didn't sense anything different with him. I think he's the same guy. I think he dives into stuff either way. Now, I don't think he was probably as excited to have something new, because anytime you have something new, it's different, and it is kind of exciting. So I think it is different for him, and I think he gets to just dissect all these things, and he likes that kind of stuff. But ultimately, it's going to be, does it fit what he does? And then we'll find out a lot more about that, you know, whether he's okay with not changing plays at the line of scrimmage as much as he did, whether he's willing to get rid of the ball quicker than he had. There's a lot of different things that will determine, you know, I think his happiness.
Are they deep enough? I mean, my assumption is they're going to grab themselves another wide receiver. The one question I have is, are they deep enough with veteran wide receivers for this all to kind of culminate and really get good quickly enough?
I don't think wide receiver is a big problem. I don't think they have to take a wide receiver high. I mean, if there's one there, they should, you know, if there's one they really like, probably want to take it high because this is the very good draft for wide receivers. And so you better get one while you can. But, you know, I also think that they're going to probably take at least two tight ends, and that'll be a big part of their offense. And then they've got, you know, they got Adams. You kind of count Graham as a wide receiver. You know, they've got those three rookies that they really like. I don't know. I don't think that's a huge problem for them. I think they can get along with what they have. I do think they got to firm up the offensive line, and they definitely got to still work on some things on defense.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with the offensive line side of things. I know it's not popular, and people want to see flash and pass rushers and substance, and I understand that, but the number one thing you have to do is, one, protect Aaron Rodgers, and two, you got to give the guy time to throw and allow some of these things that they're going to be, you know, learning new to kind of develop out in front of him. So I'm completely in agreement with you. And you're going to probably have a few of these guys that are on the last year of their deal. They're not going to be here next year, after next year. So, or after this year. So you got to start redeveloping that offensive line. If you get a couple of guys that fall to you that are tackles or guards that are quality players, you believe, I don't have a problem taking them in the draft. I don't even have a problem taking them in the first round.
Oh, absolutely. You should take them in the first round. I mean, I don't doubt that they might take one at 12. And I really think it's a possibility they could take one at 30 if they don't take one at 12. So absolutely. They're gonna take some linemen in this draft. They've got to. Now, they signed Billy Turner, and they got Cole Madison back, and that's a good start. But they still, you know, if they can draft a guy they can plug in at right tackle and go, then that's what they should do.
Do they have anybody of quality that can fill in if Bakhtiari goes down?
Right now, I don't think so. No. I mean, they don't have a real swing guy. Spriggs would have to be that guy, and I don't think they trust him to play left tackle. That would be that's still a real problem.
Yeah, that's the reason I keep telling people, if you're going to take an offensive lineman, you better find one that can play both sides of the tackle perspective.
Yeah, that's a good point, because Bakhtiari does get nicked up a little bit. And
yeah,
other guys have had to fill in for short periods, but still, you got to have a guy who can play both tackle positions.
How far away? Now, last year, look, I give Mike Pettine a ton of credit. I don't know how he did what he did when it came to eighth overall in sacks in the NFL, but he did it with a lot of guys that weren't really playing that well. But how far away are they defensively from being legitimately top 15, top 12?
Well, I think they still need some pass rush help. They need at least another edge rusher. I think if they can get a defensive lineman out of this draft, that's fairly high. That's going to be important. It's a pretty good draft for defensive linemen, and that's rare to say that. So they've got to take a couple shots at it. You just got to build from you know, the middle out, and I think they still need some defensive linemen. The edge rusher, if they can find one of those somewhere, yeah, they need that too. But mostly they just need, it seems like they need like one dynamic guy. Like, you know, in 2009, when they took Clay Matthews, that sort of put them over the top. You know, they had Woodson, they had a Cone Jenkins, guys like that, Pickett. And then all of a sudden, you know, they added what was a real stud player, and it kind of put them over the top. And I think that's kind of what they need here if one's available. I think there's a couple guys like that they could get at number 12 if everything falls for them.
Do you think, and I had mentioned this earlier, look, Kentucky is not necessarily a football powerhouse. They're more known for basketball. But do you like Josh Allen, the outside linebacker coming out of Kentucky?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's going to be really good. I think he's probably third best, could be the third best player in the draft. he's going to be a, you know, 10 sack guy. He can drop into coverage. He seems to me like a, you know, can't miss prospect.
Is there somebody, Tom, that you're saying this is the, you know, kind of, we all sit there and kind of go through this and we secretly say, man, I hope they get this guy. Is there somebody that you really thought or think that if the Brewers got this guy, that's the guy?
If they could get one of those two inside linebackers, I think that would be big.
Devin White or Devin Bush?
Yeah, I think either one of those guys would help transform their defense. They'd have someone who could play, you know, three downs, cover. It would really even help them out at the safety position because this guy could cover people one-on-one. I think that's kind of dynamic player, someone who can make plays all over the place. And to me, that's, if they could get one of those two guys, then I think they'd be in good shape. If they could get Juwan Taylor, the tackle, then that would be another one. But I don't see that happening. So I don't know. That I just think they need someone dynamic who changes the game. And I think both those, White and Bush, can do that. You kind of see that happening around the league with guys like Darius Leonard and Roquan Smith. And, you know, inside linebackers who can run are really becoming popular players.
Tom, great to talk to you. I'm looking forward to the, you know, kind of the breakdown coming tomorrow and then throughout the rest of the draft. And we'll pay attention to you in the Journal Sentinel, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Thanks, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Tom Silverstein of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel covers the Green Bay Packers, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.